FM 90.3 WJTL Elevation Worship. Do It Again. Carrie Job before that with Cody Carnes, Cover the Earth. Hey, good morning to you. Annie and Fred with you on this Tuesday, 7:03.
Good morning. The 20th annual cookie sale to benefit starving people in Haiti and other parts of the world is signing up churches, youth groups, and organizations to help sell cookies. It's very easy and it's fun. Everything you need will be provided. Simply go to thecookiesale.com or call 1-866-COOKIE-9.
We've got a room full of guys all dressed like hunters this morning. All our friends from BCM and Camp Sankenecker are with us this morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Our friend Ross Weidman is here. Ross is with BCM. Ross, good morning.
Good morning.
Anybody want to say hi to?
Oh, sure. I got to say hi to Val, my daughter.
Yep.
And to Mike Battelle over there in the east side of Lancaster.
You got to say hi to Mike.
Got to do Mike.
Tell us about BCM International.
Well, BCM started with one Bible club in 1936 in Philadelphia, and now it's 850 countries around the world with 850 missionaries in 60 countries.
And you brought some guys with you.
Some guys with us. Camping has always been a big part of BCM.
Yeah.
And Camp Sankenack, close to us out near Pottstown, brought the call outdoors with us.
Wonderful. So, we're going to meet these guys. Dave Stoller is with us. He's the director of Camp Sankenack and the call outdoors. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my wife, Brielle, and my two daughters, Ella and Jordan.
Wonderful. So, and you kind of got a couple of things to talk about, Camp Sankenack and the call outdoors. Yeah. Tell us what those are.
Yeah, Camp Sankenack, we're a Christian kids camp. I'm actually the assistant director there. And this past summer, we had just about a record number of campers come through in 8 weeks. We had around 1,500 campers come through.
So
they came in like a hurricane. And, you know, we were able to give the gospel to that many kids, you know, so it was exciting.
Very cool.
To be a part of.
And what's the call outdoors?
Yeah, the call outdoors is a ministry that started out of Camp Sankenack 11 years ago. And we decided to start a ministry that was more geared towards hunters and men. So we use game dinners, father-son retreat, and actually have our own little television show going on the Outdoor Adventure Network to try and reach these men with the gospel. So.
That's very cool. And Phil Stollard is with us. Good morning, Phil. Well,
good morning.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my wife, Leah, who's probably on her way to work right now.
Very cool. And you're going to tell us a little bit about the TV show, The Call Outdoors. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and I mean, I help doing filming and stuff for the TV show that we put together. We're going to be on Outdoor Adventure Network this January, and, you know, we try to get the gospel and different things of, you know, creation, different things to show the gospel through it. So it's definitely exciting.
So it's kind of like hunting. You guys are out hunting, doing stuff out in the wild, but then you share the gospel, too.
Absolutely.
That's what we're
here for.
So they could see that on, what's the channel they can watch on?
We'll be on the Outdoor Adventure Network this January, but we also have a YouTube channel that you can look on our website, thecalloutdoors.com, and get connected with us.
Very cool. And Curtis Kenyon is with us. Good morning, Curtis.
Hey, good morning.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, definitely. My wife of 21 years, Sue, and my three boys, Derek, Tracy, and Caleb, and Jerry Abrams down in Tennessee listening this morning.
Listening online. Awesome. Thanks, Jerry. That's pretty awesome. And you're going to talk a little bit about the game dinners that you guys do. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's one of the main things we do is our game dinners where we take our hunts and different things and use that to connect the gospel with men and women here. And I'll tell you, we have a pretty cool ministry that where we see almost a couple hundred people come to know Christ as Savior through the ministry each year, and we're pretty excited about that.
That's pretty awesome. Well, before we get back into what we're doing here, I want you to move that mic over to Dave, because Dave, I understand that you are a champion goose caller. Is that right?
Yeah, that was kind of how we got started in this whole ministry and started to get into competitive calling. And and then I was asked to speak at a game dinner because of the goose calling, and I just, you know, had the opportunity to have 300 men in front of me because I could just blow a goose call. So
that was so cool. Amazing. Yeah. So will you do one for us?
Sure.
It sounds so real.
That was amazing.
Appreciate it. Thank
I'm
you.
Waiting for the geese to just fly overhead here. That was pretty awesome. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Dave, Phil, Curtis, and Ross. We'll find out more information about BCM International, the Call Outdoors, and Camp Sangonec. We invite you to stick around. Music on the way, too. Laura